Good morning. On Sunday the 15th of January 2023, the readings for today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. And I want us to look at this passage in John chapter 1, which is quite familiar because it's John the Baptist seeing Jesus and declaring, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," verse 29. And then again, in verse 36, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And then follows a part where Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, is one of the two disciples that follow after Jesus on hearing John describe him as being the Lamb of God. And I want to just consider a little bit of this gospel reading. Let me read from verse 40. "One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is translated the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, 'You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas,' which is translated a stone." Now, that's the whole context of the end of the passage from verses 39 to 42. But let me read this again. Verse 40. "One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' and he brought him to Jesus." How many of us have found the Messiah? How many of us have found the Christ, the Anointed One, Emmanuel, God with us? How many of us have found Jesus? And if you've found Jesus, discovered the Saviour of the world to be your own personal Saviour, as well as finding the Lord of your life, how many of us have then shared that? And shared it with another person? You see, these two disciples of John the Baptist, they were disciples of John. They already had a sense of knowing about God and wanted to know God better. But when they came in contact with Jesus, they realized, this is the Christ, this is the Messiah. We found the Messiah. And he immediately wanted to tell his brother. And not only did he tell his brother, but he brought his brother to Jesus. So if you like, what I'm seeing here is there's three steps. Step one is that Andrew came in contact with Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And because he discovered Jesus, he wanted then, secondly, to go and tell his brother. But he wasn't just content to tell his brother. He then brought his brother to meet Jesus himself. Now, obviously for us today, we can't bring people to meet the physical Jesus, because the physical Jesus is on the right-hand side of the Father in heaven. But at the same time, when we trust in Jesus and we become a Christian, surely we want to tell people. And I don't mean tell the whole world. Instinctively, we want to share it with someone. And maybe with someone who we know, like ourselves, have been searching, or we know like ourselves are open to the things of God. Somebody who will listen to us when we talk to them. And if you get someone to listen to you when you talk to them, where then do you take them? And surely you'll bring them to a church, or you'll bring them to a meeting, you'll bring them to someone else who's able to talk about Jesus. Surely that would be the thing to do. We want to share what we find with someone else. And I put it like that because I think sometimes we get discouraged because we think we've got to go and tell many people. But simple faith starts off simply just by telling somebody else. But you don't tell somebody else because you have to. But you actually tell somebody else because you want to. You want to. Because when you've discovered something, and obviously I'm talking faith here, I'm talking about Jesus. When you discover Jesus, you want to tell somebody else. And all that you're doing is you're witnessing. Because that's what it means. You go and tell somebody else what you've discovered. And sometimes the somebody else that you tell may well be a Christian themselves. And sometimes they're not. And sometimes the person you tell doesn't want to know. But perhaps even in that case, if you tell somebody who doesn't want to know, you go find somebody else. Someone who'll listen to you. And then you want to introduce them to Jesus too. And that's what evangelism is. That's what being a Christian's about. It's about sharing what you've discovered about Jesus with another person. And so I want to encourage you today, this simple message. And even if you've been a Christian for a long time, think of someone that you know who really could benefit from knowing Jesus the way you do. Think of someone that you're maybe acquainted with. And you tell them about your relationship with Jesus. You tell them what Jesus means to you. And then if possible, take them to meet somebody else who believes as well, so that they can hear it from another person. And obviously if it's a meeting you can take them to, that would be great. But take them to somebody else so that they can hear as well. Because it's in knowing Jesus that we get to know the Father. Because that's what eternal life is. As we get to know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And not just know, but to be in a relationship with. A relationship that will last forever. Not just in this life, but beyond this life. So let me read this again. I'll actually read a bit more. Verse 37, the two disciples heard him speak, as in heard John the Baptist speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "teacher." So they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. The first thing that he did was find his brother and tell him the good news. And then he brought him to Jesus. So as I said, I want to encourage you, whether you're a new Christian or you've been a Christian for years, doesn't matter. Who's on your heart to tell and to share with that they too may get to know Jesus? And whoever you think of, go and tell them. Go and talk to them about Jesus. And watch God either change their life or change your lives. Because if even if they're a Christian, you'll be encouraged and built up together. But be encouraged to go and tell one other person for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.